Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. For Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. Praise God. This Sunday morning service, we give God the glory this morning. We thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his sovereignty. We thank him. Amen. Glory to God. He woke us up again in our right mind. Hallelujah. With the activity of our limbs and our mind. Hallelujah. He's able to shift our minds into the place that he desired them to be. So all we got to do is surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. And he'll work a miracle in our lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on and give God the glory this morning. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory to God. And it's Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. You are on the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. That healing is coming down. Joy is coming down. Peace is coming down. Victory is coming down. My God, I say thank you. Deliverance is coming down, y'all. Holy Ghost power. Glory to God and his glory shall reign forever and ever. Amen. So we thank and praise God on this day. Hallelujah for what he is doing. Amen. Glory to his name. And we're just going to pray. Hallelujah. And see what the Holy Ghost is going to do as I step out of the way. Let the power of God reign on the inside of me. Amen. Praise God. I give him full control this morning. Amen. Because I know it's not me, but it's the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. That does the work. So we thank and praise God this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, hallelujah, for who you are, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we pray right now, Father God, that you will touch right now from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you will bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they foot may be right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you reign, glory to God, reign upon them, God, reign upon them, God, yes, Holy Spirit, and I ask God for a mighty move this morning, Lord God, clear the airways, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, glory to God, and we bless your holy name for who you are, God, in our lives. Hallelujah. You are Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end of all things, oh God. We thank you for that, Lord God. And we give you glory this morning, Lord God. Now, God, as I move out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to take control this morning, I ask that you speak through me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bring a word of healing, a word of deliverance. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, and healing. Yes, Holy Ghost, we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do and how you're going to move on this day. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen, people of this morning. I have a scripture, Isaiah the 61st chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1-7. Amen. Praise God. You know, this morning as I prepared for service this morning, hallelujah, and I was thinking on the goodness of the Lord this morning, and I was just meditating on the Lord this morning. My God, I say thank you. And you think about all the impossible things that came into your life that you thought that was impossible. My God, I say thank you. And I had to repent for everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just say, Lord, forgive me for not believing in the power from on high at all times, because sometimes people of God, the trials, the tribulations, and things that come in your life, sometimes it seems so impossible. But God, hallelujah, he steps into a dead situation and he's able to resurrect every dead thing in your life. So I said, Lord, forgive me for even, glory to God, not believing sometimes in the power that you represent. Hallelujah. If you can call, glory to God, the stars and the moons and the skies to stay where they're at, God, you can do anything. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in our lives, Father God. So forgive me. Glory to God. I repent of my sins this morning. Glory to God. Because you think about all the times in your life that God delivered you from dead things. And you think about it and you think of the goodness of the Lord. You don't even know how you got out. You don't know how God delivered you. You don't know how God healed you. You don't know how God opened your eyes. You don't know how God stopped you from doing things that in your life to from destruction. Amen. Praise God. So thank you, Jesus, for that. I just want to get that out this morning because I had to talk to the Lord this morning. Glory to God on my behalf. So think about what God has delivered you from, where he brought you from, where you're at now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might not be where you want to be right now, but my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to what power that work of on the inside of us. Know the power of God. Even Paul said, glory to God, the power of God. God can do anything but fail people, God. So I just want to get that out for you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That impossible situation that you're in now, that impossible, glory to God, whatever it may be today, God is able. Let's talk to the Lord. God, my sacred about Sunday. He said, come reason with me. I came to reason with him this morning. My God, I say thank you for deliverance, healing, God making us free, God, today. So today I want to talk about, glory to God, because he took me into a place when I was thinking and I was praying and I was doing my sermon this morning, how he took us from the ashes and made beauty out of them, people of God. So we're going to talk about those things today, how he delivered us from some things and how he's bringing us through some things and some things you might be in the middle of right now. Hallelujah. But he's going to bring you through those things. My God, I say thank you. In Isaiah 61, 1 through 7, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Come on, Holy Ghost. Because the Lord has anointed me to what? Preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Come on. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. To what? To comfort all who mourn. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them what? Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they may be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be what? Glorified. And they shall build the room, the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the praise of the Lord. They shall call you the servant of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory, come on, you shall boast. Instead of your shame. You shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, come on, Holy Ghost, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double, everlasting joy shall be theirs. Here, people of God, the message is a promise from who? Our God. That I want to give you beauty for your ashes. Whatever your situation is, whether you are in, yes, Holy Ghost, in the valley of dry bones, or it seems there is no solution in sight for your problems, or you are sick and trodden down, or you don't even have any afflictions, but you just desire a better life. No matter what your state is, come on, Holy Ghost, God can still make it better. Come on, I want to know, I want to tell somebody this morning, God can make it better. You might feel, glory to God, things are going on in your life, but God can make it better. So whether you are afflicted or not, God is saying to you, he will give you beauty for ashes. The Bible says in Genesis 1, the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. My God, I say thank you. So be rest assured that today God is working to create a miracle out of your affliction. He is working in your storm to produce peace. Ah, my God, I say thank you. And it's working in your ashes to give you beauty. Isaiah 61, hallelujah, from the scripture, we know that Jesus came to do two things. The first ministry is that he came to save sinners, those who are lost, who are under the bondage of the devil. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he, what? That he gave his only begotten son. God, hallelujah, loves us so much. Hallelujah. We thank God because for God so loved the world, he gave. Jesus came so that men will not perish. Luke 19:10 says, Jesus said to the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. 4:18, Jesus quoted the same scripture, Isaiah 61, but quoted only the first half because as at that time, there was no church. There was only sinners then to be saved. Now, the second ministry of Jesus was to beautify the church so that God will be glorified. Jesus, come on, Jesus, it's something about the name of Jesus. When you mention the name of Jesus, glory to God, there's power come down when you talk about Jesus. Jesus desired to bless, increase, and add to you. And will never diminish or reduce you. The church in context is not the building. It is the believer in Christ. Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to not only save sinners, but to also beautify your life. Jesus doesn't only love sinners, he also loved the church. Because the Bible says so in Ephesians 5:25. Hallelujah. And gave himself for it, that he may sanctify it and cleanse it, that he might present it a glorious church. Cleanse you and me of everything, everything that is dirt. Oh, my God, I say thank you. He will take it away so that he may present you to himself a glorious church. Don't you want a good makeover this morning? Amen. Praise God. Make me a glorious church, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Take out everything that's not like you, God. Uproot everything that's not like you, God. Take the glory to God, ashes out of our life and beautify the lives. Glory to God. We need a makeover, people of God. We need, glory to God, God to come, amen, and beautify his church again. We've been through some things. We've been through some trials. We've been through some mud. We've been through some dirt. We've been underneath some dirt. We need to come out of the dirt and come into his marvelous light. He desired the best for you. And therefore, he invests his best in you. As parents, we can go to any length to ensure we get the best for our children. The same way Jesus wants. He wants the best for us, people of God, so that we can be, so that we can be proud of ourselves and Jesus can be proud, glory to God, of us, praise God, and how we grow up in him, praise God. Hallelujah. How much more of God. He also wants to show you all to the world and tell the world he is proud of you. Glory to God. Is there a light that shine, glory to God, in your life that people see? Glory to God. They don't want to see us. They want to see Jesus. Glory to God. They don't want to see proud man. They want to see us. Glory to God. The one that Jesus made over. Come on, somebody. He wants to take over our lives, and he wants to be glorified in our lives. He wants to do much in our lives. Come on, Holy Ghost. So no matter what you are going through right now, look to the end. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. It will reveal the glory of God. No matter how dark the night is, the dawning of a new day shall be glorious. When something is burnt into ashes, it seems that there is no hope. Come on, my God, I say thank you, for it is anymore. But God, who specializes in the impossibles and the impossibilities, will surely turn that hopelessness into the things of beauty. God takes our mess up, come on, Holy Ghost, and turn them over into beautiful things. He takes our lives, amen, and uses it for his glory. Whatever we've been through, wherever we've been, he uses it for his glory. Nothing that we go through that he don't use for his glory. If you give up, God is not going to be glorified, and Jesus won't be able to fulfill his ministry in your life. See, there's a ministry that Jesus has over your life, in your life, and through your life. The Bible says in Psalms 52, Zion is called the perfection of beauty, and Zion is the symbolic of the church, which is you and I. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 76:2 says Zion is the dwelling place of God. Bible says, and Joel 3:17 also says Zion is where God dwells. Jesus died for the world sinner, come on, but he lives for the church. He lives for you. He has already died once and for all to save sinners, but the reason he's alive, it's because of you and I, so that the church can be beautified. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, Jesus ever lives to make intercession for the church. He lives. See, that's why I tell everybody, glory to God, he's making intercession for us. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's praying for us. That thing that you want to do, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, that you're thinking about sometimes that we dwell on, praise God. He's praying, glory to God, that you won't even enter in, that he wants to make you glorious. Come on, somebody. We got to shift our mindset. Glory to God. Don't put him back on the cross, my God. I say thank you, Jesus. He's making intercession for the church, which is you and I. He's pleading to God for our cases. Amen. Praise God. My God, I say thank you. The Bible says in Exodus 15, 22 and 27, it says, So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Moriah, they could not drink of the water of Moriah, for they were bitter, he says. Therefore, the name of it was called Moriah, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the water were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an audience. And there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, he said. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. And they encamped there by the waters. Better waters made sweet. From this story, we learned about the young nation that had just been freed from bondage. 430 years they had been under slavery in the land of Egypt. They were under the oppression of their taskmasters. Oh, my God. The Egyptians who treated them cruelly. And the Bible says, God delivered them with a strong and mighty hand. After they left Egypt, God had parted the Red Sea, and they had walked safely on dry ground, while the Egyptians pursuing them had perished in the same sea. Afterwards, they broke out in a song. Come on, Holy Ghost, led by Marion and Moses, singing about God's mighty deliverance from their enemies. The story illustrates the life of a believer that has just been delivered from bondage. I don't know about you, praise God, but I think about all the stuff that I came through. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. I thought I was living a life, glory to God, but God showed me different, glory to God. He delivered us from bondage, people of God. We thought, glory to God, that way was good in the land of Egypt, praise God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But he delivered us from the strong enemy, praise God, that thought they had a grip upon us, amen. Who has enjoyed the grace of God and outstanding victories. They enjoyed everything, glory to God. They begin to sing songs, praise God, of praises, because God has delivered them from the strong man, that delivered them, amen, from everything that was pursuing them, everything that was holding them down, everything that was keeping them in bondage, God delivered. So when God does those things in our lives, we have to think back over those things that where God brought us from, praise God, what the enemy planned to do in our lives. Sometimes, praise God, you think about it, he planned to kill us, glory to God, but God delivers us, praise God. I remember, praise God, glory answer God is bringing is to me at this point in my life, praise God, hallelujah. It was a time, praise God, I think I was 17 years old at the time, praise God, didn't have a license and was sitting in a car, and the enemy said, go ahead, you can drive. But it was a glory to God, it was like a gas station with the, you know, with the pumps and things, and I'm telling you, I heard the voice, and he said, you can drive, go ahead, get on the driver's side, you can drive. And I remember getting in on that side and driving, and glory to God, and God took the car, he didn't let it go into the gas tank, but he put it in, glory to God, into the fence, amen, and I came to myself. See, the enemy, glory to God, he desired to kill us, glory to God, but God, with his strong hand, has delivered us. What did God do in your life, praise God, when you was down, glory to God, and you thought that you was going to die, and you thought that you wasn't going to live, glory to God, you thought that you wasn't going to make it out, but God came, praise God, he will make beauty, glory to God, come out of those ashes, amen, that the enemy tried to put us in. There was some bondage that the enemy tried to do, there was some things, amen, that the enemy tried to kill us, amen, we got testimonies of things, amen, that the enemy tried to do to us, but because of God's glory, because of the presence of God, because God stepped in, he came from heaven, came down to us, delivered us, snatched us in his hands. Come on, somebody, I'm talking to somebody this morning, praise God, glory to God, thought they was living the life, glory to God, on the other side, amen, praise God. I remember, praise God, there were so many people, glory to God, that died from drug addiction. There were so many people, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, died from just drinking. Oh, glory to God, there was things in our lives that God took from us that we should be grateful that he took the taste out of our mouth, the sting out of our mouth. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There were some things that we've done in our lives, and we know that we shouldn't have made it out, but God delivered us. Am I talking to somebody this morning? The goodness of the Lord, the beauty of the Lord, hallelujah. At some point in our lives, we have all enjoyed victory over oppression, sickness, poverty, and so on. After a few days, they walked into the wilderness. That didn't sound good, from victory into trouble. In John 6, after Jesus miraculously fed the 5,000 men, excluding the women and children, he entered the boat to cross over to the other side with his disciples, and there came a storm on the sea. My God, I say thank you. That goes to tell us that after every victory, people of God, watch out. Come on, Holy Ghost. John 6:36 says, Jesus states that in the world we shall have tribulation, but we shall rejoice because he has overcome the world. Tribulation means frustration, trouble, affliction, pain. But in all these, we should not lose our joy because, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because he has overcome. All people of God, you will overcome. All you got to do is keep your hands in Jesus' hand. All you got to do, praise God, is give your life over to the Lord. All you got to do is say, Lord, I surrender to your will. Jesus never promised that life is going to be rosy or sweet. Life comes with problems all the time. But he says, be cheerful. There are lessons we can learn from this story. There are lessons about God and lessons about man. So here, he is aware of our needs. You may not be recognized in your family, your workplace, school, or even church. But be sure that God knows your name, people of God. Your needs don't take him by surprise. He never caught unaware by your problems. Because even before you had that problem, he had already made provision for the solution to that problem. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19 says, for God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's aware. That is why he can supply. If he wasn't aware, he wouldn't know what to do. So you don't have to cry anymore, because he will supply what you are lacking. He's able to do immeasurably more than all you ask or imagine. First of all, he is able to meet your needs. He has already provided for that need. Can you, for a second, imagine Adam in the Garden of Eden? God had already made adequate provision of everything he would need before creating him. By the time Adam was created, come on, Holy Ghost, there was light, food, animals, water, and a beautiful garden. Come on, people of God. And he lacked nothing. God didn't make man in the first day. Come on, Holy Ghost, and started wondering how to meet his needs. He, in his wisdom, created Adam on the sixth day, Holy Ghost, the day of man. Come on, my God, I give you glory. After he had made abundant provision for his needs, come on, my God, I say thank you. He, in his wisdom, created Adam on the sixth day. After he made abundant provision of his needs. So God has already abundantly supplied your needs even before you realize there was a need in that area in your life. He has made a way out of that trouble even before you got into that trouble. Come on, Holy Ghost. And how is that possible, you may ask? It is because God, come on, God, is the beginning and the end. Oh, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's already known the end of the matter even before the beginning. Before you get into that affliction, he has provided a way out of it. Yes, Holy Ghost, we try our best, even as parents, to meet the needs of our children. But we fail in many ways, but God never fails. He doesn't panic like we do when we fall or when we fall into trouble, because he knows his plan for us through that trouble, and plan is to be glorious and to make him glorious and to for us, glory to God. He wants to get the glory out of our lives. My God, I say thank you. So he knows his plan for us through that trouble and pain is to glorify him ultimately. And he has made ample provision for meeting us at the point of our need. You can never face any need in this life, come on, in this life that God has not already made provisions to meet. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, so do not worry, for your Father in heaven is aware of your needs. Ah, y'all talk to me, Jesus. I love it, because when I think about the goodness of the Lord, come on, Holy Ghost, and all that he has done for us, my soul rejoices in the word of God. Matthew 6:32, so do not worry, for the Father, your Father, your Father, your Father, I'm talking to us today, your Father in heaven is aware of your need. He knows what you're praying for. He knows what you need. And that's why divine intervention takes place sometimes. Amen. Glory to God. When God is ready. Sometimes, praise God, it feels like end, but God knows what he's doing. Come on, Holy Ghost. Sometimes he waits like he did Lazarus. Glory to God. That they say, but to the point where it's thinking. Come on, Holy Ghost. But God knows the timing of everything. He wants to be glorified out of your affliction, out of our affliction, out of my affliction. The Bible says in Psalms 50:10-15, it says, for every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills, he says. Know every bird in the mountains, and the insects in the fields are mine. He said, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine. and all that is in it. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Sacrifices, thank offering to God. Fulfill your vows to the Most High, he says, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me, he says. God deliverance, and God will deliver you so that you can glorify him. Come on, somebody, glory to God. God wants to bless somebody this morning. Amen. Praise God. He wants to do something great in the lives of his people. Praise God. He wants to bring, glory to God, beauty out of all the things that you're going through. But you got to understand, praise God, that God's going to get the victory out of everything that you're going through. God will get the victory out of your life. Praise God. It's a reason why he saved you. It's a reason why he delivered you. It's a reason, glory to God, that he came and got you. Praise God. It's a reason why God is doing what he's doing in your life. See, we can't see what God is doing because he said, I am the beginning and I am the end. So you might be in the beginning or you might be in the middle, but you don't see the end of what God is doing. All he needs for you to do, praise God, is trust in him. I got that this morning. He said, just trust me, daughter. Trust me for where I'm taking you. Trust me for your walk. Trust me when I talk to you. Trust me, praise God, glory to God, when I wake you up. Trust me, glory to God, when I tell you to go down the street. Trust me when I tell you to turn that corner. Trust me every time, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Trust me when you need that healing. Because even on this week, praise God, I needed a healing from the Lord, my God. I say thank you. I didn't know what was going on, praise God. I was struck with something. Everything broke out on me, praise God. But I had to trust the Lord, praise God. And God used my husband to tell me what to get rid of all the things that was going on the inside of me, praise God. I thank God, amen. So I got to trust the Lord, amen, praise God. Trust the voice of God. How am I sick? What about Sunday? He will not lead you to a dead end, my God. I say thank you. He will open up the Red Sea for your people of God. Trust in God, my God. I say thank you. I'm gonna go to a song. I'm coming right back, people of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just give me a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We give God the glory this morning. Come on, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God. keep on driving.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. It is already better. Somebody say it's already better. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some of my say called Abasanda. Somebody say, God knows what I need right now. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The reality of life. Life is full of ups and downs, people of God. Every great man and every great woman in the Bible suffered all sorts of pain and affliction, even though they eventually got victory over their trials. Come on, Holy Ghost. Being a child of God does not isolate you from trouble. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, we understand that you can be in Zion and be in mourning. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you. And that was why Jesus came, to give beauty for your ashes. Yes, Holy Ghost. We understand that the road that leads to eternal life is narrow and difficult. God never promised the road through life would be easy. The Bible says in Psalms 34 and 17 says, when you cry, God will hear you and deliver you out of all your troubles. We always quote those scriptures, but do we believe that when we cry out to God, he will hear us and deliver us out of all our troubles? To teach you to depend on God as your only source. See, a lot of times we put our everything in man. Amen. Praise God. We have to trust God, to depend on God for everything. The Bible says in Hebrews 12, we train our children so they can learn to live well and give good account to their lives. Likewise, God allows us to go through afflictions to teach us to depend on him alone. Look at Job 14:14 says, stay focused on God alone. Wait on him, and he will grant you the desires of your heart. Reaction to life problems. There are two ways to react to a problem. A natural way and a spiritual way. The natural way causes bitter and resentment in your life, which would further plunge you into darkness. We know that. Praise God. Hallelujah. If we look at everything in the natural, we're not a spiritual being, and we don't look at things in the spirit of God. We don't read the word of God and tell us how, glory to God, to get through some things. We are walking bitterness and resentment. The people, even in the Bible, Bible says in Exodus 15 and 24, the people murmured against Moses when they encountered a problem in the wilderness. The spiritual reaction looks beyond the circumstances and focuses on God. The Israelite grumbled unto Moses. That was natural. But Moses cried unto God. Spiritual. I want to encourage you and me, hallelujah, that we have to walk that spiritual line. Hallelujah. Psalms 121 says, your help comes from the Lord. We must learn to cry out to God in that problem. What are you going through today? Tell God about it. We try to tell everybody else about it. Glory to God. But sometimes we got to go to God and tell God the problem. Amen. And deliverance will come. Hallelujah. We don't know how it's going to come, but glory to God, but it will come. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God. God, remedy to life problems. His remedy came through the prayer of one man, Moses. The second remedy was a tree. He opened the eyes of Moses to see. It was the peculiar tree. It was the remedy to their bitter water in the wilderness. And it is still the remedy to our life problems and sickness today. The tree is a symbolic of the cross of Jesus Christ, where he suffered pain and death. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That's in Ephesians 3:13 for all my Bible scholars today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The cross of Jesus is the place of sacrifice. God's remedy, therefore, is that cross. The place of the cross is the place of suffering. We know, praise God, sometimes a quarter by thunder. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:23, Jesus suffered shame, pain, rejection on the cross and learned obedience by the thing he suffered. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, we're learning obedience even in the things that we're suffering. And we look at Jesus' life, praise God. Look at what he had to go through. He suffered the shame. He suffered the pain. He suffered rejection. He suffered, amen, but he learned obedience. Glory to God at the cross. My God, I say thank you. So we must learn that following Jesus is not convenient. Come on, Holy Ghost. It's at liberal of Messiah. We know that we're going to have trouble in life. Praise God. You could be in the world and still have trouble. My God. But I'd rather have trouble with Jesus than trouble in the world. Amen. Praise God. Because I know Jesus has my back and he will deliver me from all my troubles. Come on, Holy Ghost. The cross is a place of examination. A place of examination where you examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5, judge yourself and you will not be judged. Check yourself whether you are still in the faith, not by your own standard, but by the standard of the word of God. See, we need to go back to the word of God. The word of God teaches us how to walk right, talk right, see right. Come on, Holy Ghost, how to sow right. The word of God tells us, amen. It's instruction for us. And you know how back in the day, praise God, we was in church, amen, and they always said the Bible, but, you know, we got to believe in the Bible. Glory to God. Yes, we do have to believe in the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible is what's going to help us. Another time, praise God, I was talking to the Lord and I was asking the Lord, glory to God, glory to God. There is so many of us, amen, that was taught wrong in life, but if we read the Bible, we can get the truth out of things. Amen, praise God. We go by what uncle tell us, aunt tell us, daddy tell us, mama tell us, but sometimes everything ain't right. We got to go to the Bible and get the truth. Amen, praise God. How do I be with my family? How do I support my family? How do I live with my family? How can I be the head in my family? Glory to God. How can, glory to God, I be submissive? See, the Bible teaches us all things. How can I keep my mouth shut? Go to James, praise God. He said that mouth is like a fire. It will burn up everything. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, we got to go back to the word of God. The cross is also the place of submission. If you want to exchange your ashes for the beauty of God, you have to be totally submitted to the will of God. And see, the thing about it is that will, pray praise God, it plays a big part because, see, that will sometimes, amen, praise God, gets us in trouble because we want part of God and we don't want the glory of Ahasuerus and we want part of the world, praise God, hallelujah. But are you totally submitted to the will of God? See, because if you're totally submitted to the will of God, things in your life, glory to God, sometimes it looks nasty, it sounds nasty, it looks nasty. Come on, somebody. When you get closer to God, the more closer you get to God, glory to God, you want to leave some things behind, hallelujah, because he starts shedding off that stuff, all that old ugly stuff, glory to God, those curse words, all that stuff that sounds nasty to you now, praise God. You get to the will of God, you get closer to him, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and our mouths sometimes get us in trouble, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yield your will, praise God, completely to him. When last did you ask God what his will is concerning every aspect of your life? The way of the Lord is the way of Maranaji. It's the majority of everything. Hallelujah. And it might sound, amen, that you're giving up everything. You're giving up everything for life and life more abundantly. You're giving it up, praise God, because you want things right in your life. You want the blessings of God. You want everything, glory to God, that God has to offer you in life. He, like he said, I already seen your end. Never venture into anything God is not involved in. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:21. Let me read that one more time because I think I didn't get that one. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. It's the place of total obedience to God. When you do his will, he will bless you. His will is what is best for you. See, he already knows what's best for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to make sure in our lives today, hallelujah, that we turn it over to the Lord. See, beauty for ashes or a crown of beauty instead of ashes. Hallelujah. Scriptural promise detailed in Isaiah 61, where it had been customary to do sackcloth and sit in ashes during a time of grief and repentance. Isaiah announces that God has sent him to proclaim good news to the poor. Freedom from prisoner and comfort for the disheartened and the brokenhearted. He is describing the heart of the one who cleanses the ashes from our lives and clothes us in the beauty, a beautiful gift of salvation. The one who forgives our iniquities and remembers our sin no more. Remember, people of God, hear me in the Holy Ghost, because a lot of times people try to bring your past life into your new life. But I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And I call forth the glory of God that they will never do that to you no more, praise God. Because the Bible says that God forgives us of our sins. Oh, come on, somebody, my master, quote about Sandra. And he remembers our sin no more. The ashes of grief, shame, and disgrace are exchanged with the reward of everlasting covenant with God. Through Isaiah, God tells him, his people, that all who sees them will acknowledge that they are the people of the Lord and they have been blessed. Come on, somebody say, I'm getting ready to get my beauty on. My God, I say thank you. And although you and aren't returning from the exile of Babylon. God knows he experienced all from forms of exile and darkness and troubles. Amen. Glory to God. He gave us free will to choose him or our sinful nature. His promise here of beauty and ashes is very in our lives is his breath. Amen. Praise God. The breath of God. He wants us to have the beauty. Glory to God. Glory to God. He assures us, hallelujah, that he wants to get the glory out of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. Christ gives his mourners the beauty, beautiful garment of salvation and the robe of his righteousness and the grace of his spirit and his glorious presence together with his word and his audience, people of God. Hallelujah. All which, as they are, glory to God, his people, they yield them with joy, peace, and comfort. Come on, Holy Ghost. And this is the beauty that is the natural to them. But grace is abound in our lives. Hallelujah. Not required, but given. Not affliction, hallelujah, but real. Imperfect, but complete. Everlasting, durable desire God has for us. Hallelujah. So that shame, that disgrace, and all that stuff that you've been through, he said, I'm going to turn it over into beauty. Hallelujah. Are we ready this morning? Are we ready, glory to God, hallelujah, to give God the glory this morning? Hallelujah. Because he is God all by himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the thing I love about God, hallelujah, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. See, God has a promise. Glory to God. Read the promises of God. Then you'll know what God is talking to your life about. Praise God. Because there's promises. Amen. Glory to God. When we start reading the promises of God, we get a different outlook on life. We see things different. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So today, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever your affliction is today, praise God. Tell God, I thank you for the beauty that's coming out of my ashes or my sick water by Sandra, because God will surely do it for you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on today, hallelujah, for his grace, for his mercy. We thank God, for all that he has done today, praise God. We give him glory today. We give him glory. We give him glory. We give him glory today. Hallelujah, for how he just blesses us. So I thank God today, amen. Don't forget, amen, praise God, hallelujah. On Thursday, amen, glory to God, Pastor Ilona Waters, amen, praise God. She is still yet in the hospital. So Pastor Matthew McNeil, amen, he is filling in for her on Thursday at 6 p.m., people of God. It has been a blessing, amen. We are still yet praying for the woman of God, amen, praise God. But the radio show, amen, True Vine International Ministry is still yet going on. We thank God for Pastor Matthew McNeil stepping in, glory to God, in this time, hallelujah, and he's getting ready to come back, amen, to the radio show. So get ready, people of God, hallelujah, for what God is getting ready to do on the radio show. The word will continue to go forward, hallelujah, and we thank and praise God for what he is doing, amen, in the lives of his pastors and all the ones that's on this line today. Praise God. I thank God for you. I thank God, glory to God, that God is moving by his Holy Spirit in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining me this morning. Amen. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You have been on the air with Apostle Colin McNeil. Amen. With the pastor also is Pastor Matthew McNeil. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. If you need to get in touch with us, amen, you can reach us 302-883-9799. I'm going to say it one more time, 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. I pray that all of you was blessed on today. Praise God. Know that God is working in your life. Amen. He's never failed us. Hallelujah. He will never fail us. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today. I am going to pray out. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. And I will leave you with a song. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is our Sunday morning service. For all the ones that want to send their tithes and offering it and don't know how to do it, you may contact me. But thank you so much for coming on the Sunday morning service. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, even now that you'll continue, God, to bless thy people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to bring to our remembrance, Lord God, hallelujah, how you are blessing us, Lord God. Let us not go down with doubt and glory to God, all those things, Lord God, that will bring you a heartache, Father God, but we will always exalt you, hallelujah, and who you are in our lives, Father God, in the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our families, our husbands, wives, and all the ones that's on this line, Father God. I pray for them right now, Father God, that we will trust you in this hour, Lord God. Trust you for our healing, God. Trust you for our deliverance, God. Trust you to get rid of our debts, Lord God. Trust you, God, for the next place in life, Father God. We know that we are going to new dimensions in life, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this hour, Lord God. We thank you for raising us up, God. We thank you for lifting us up, God. We thank you for touching us right now from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray the blessings of the Lord be upon them, God. I pray healing and deliverance be upon us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, you do all things well. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and raised up on the third day with all power in his hand that stands before you, glory to God, making intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We thank you for the angels that's been dispatched on our behalf on today, Father God, because you said in your word, Lord, that you give your angels charge over us, Father God. So I ask you right now, Father God, that angels of the Lord dispatch them right now, Father God. Every angel that's assigned to us today, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, keep us safe, Lord God. Keep us protected, Lord God. Help us to see right from wrong, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to walk right, talk right, speak right, God. So right, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory. We honor your presence. These things I pray in your son, Jesus' name. I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Love you all. Hallelujah. Happy, happy Sunday. This is a song for you. God bless you all.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles.
Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm